Oh, crap.
The moment when it hits the fan. I'm Meredith Hartley.
I'm Frank Hutchison.
And you're listening to Oh Crap, the Crisis Management Podcast, helping you survive your Oh Crap moments in business and in life. Brought to you by Me Squared. You can learn more at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com. Okay, so the question is, why do I think there's this perception that quality is only for manufacturing and IT and statistics and engineering? I think that's because, well, we brought it on ourselves, because quality organizations that do the certifications, they are dominated by people in manufacturing and engineering and statistics and these fields. But because they dominate them, they bring their cultural biases with them. And they frequently dominate the conversation using terms and examples from those industries. Now, if all of your certification materials are prepared by people who speak statistics or engineering or manufacturing fluently, they're going to naturally insert terms and examples that make sense to people in those industries. And if everyone you're giving that material to also speaks that language, you're never going to view that as a problem. But when someone who is not from those industries comes in, they're going to face a much higher barrier to get into the quality field because they don't pick up on all that other contextual information. The examples don't make as much sense to them because they aren't familiar with the things you're describing in your examples. For example, I have a student right now who had failed the exam twice before she came to us. She works in administration for a large manufacturing and engineering company. Now, she is not an engineer. She is not a manufacturing expert. Her specialty is administration. And when her company wanted her to take the CQIA exam, they assigned it to her. They said, oh, it's okay. Other people in our organization take these ASQ certifications all the time. So you should be able to study on your own. If you need any help, just ask the people around you for help. Well, all the people around her who had taken these exams, they were all engineers and manufacturing experts. And they would, whenever she had a problem, she would go to them. She would ask them for help, and they would give her examples from the book or from their own experience that made absolutely no sense to her. And she would get these examples over and over again. She could hear 40 examples, and they would never make any more sense to her. But everyone around her were going, oh, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. But it didn't make sense to her. So when she came to us, she was averaging 40 to 50% on the practice exams that she'd been taking. And remember, she'd failed two of the actual CQIA exams at this point. Well, she came to us, and we got to know her industry, and we focused on using other examples. We focused on speaking the language that wasn't statistics, discussing the concepts and how they applied to her work and to generic examples. We're talking very, very basic examples like fast food or stocking a retail location for clothing or things that she was very, very familiar with. And within a month, she was getting 70% on the practice exams. And she kept saying over and over again, this finally makes sense to me. Why couldn't someone just explain this way before? Well, it's because when you speak English, you forget that other people don't. We're using words that we understand. But if I were to walk up to you and say, Sawadika, Benyangai, Kunyak Jabaitinan Dioniwa, you wouldn't have any clue what I'm saying. I mean, I know what I'm saying. I speak Thai. Why don't you speak Thai? And that's the problem we have with quality, is that we're using these words, these contexts, and we're blind to the system we're in. And isn't that one of, I mean, Deming's principles, that people in a system don't always recognize the system they're functioning in? People don't make mistakes. Systems make it easy for mistakes to happen. Well, that's what's happening. The quality certification industry, and that's now become synonymous with the quality industry, is functioning in a system that heavily favors people who are fluent in statistics, manufacturing, engineering, and IT. But for someone who's coming at it as an outsider, that who isn't fluent in those things, we've created an unnecessary barrier to them becoming fluent in quality too. The goal should be having people who are fluent in quality, not the application of quality to manufacturing, engineering, or anything else. The goal is to create this universal language. Dr. Emiliani, he runs the Lean Professor blog and organization. I think he's done some really fascinating work in the last 10 years applying lean principles to education. No endorsement implicit in citing him, but I've been really impressed with what he's doing. He's applying quality to these other areas, to what people would consider a non-traditional quality field. And that's where a real innovation is going to happen, is in applying these principles outside of their current locations. I mean, right now we think innovation is applying quality to a new manufacturing process. The real innovation in quality is going to happen when we start recognizing that quality is not a manufacturing engineering thing that, oh, is kind of fun and novel to apply to these other industries. We start recognizing that quality is universal, and this is how we talk about quality in manufacturing. But here's how we focus on talking about quality. Here's what we emphasize in quality when we're talking about these other industries. So I think that it's really the idea that quality is about manufacturing has become a self-fulfilling prophecy that we are encouraging because we don't recognize the biases inherent in the system that we're functioning in. And until we start realizing that the way we're producing our exams, the way we're producing our certification materials, because we have experts in engineering and manufacturing and statistics producing those materials, and that they are inherently biased to use language and examples that favor people from those industries, we're not going to solve this problem of quality being limited to a certain industry. Hi, everyone. It's Meredith. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the show, you can get more crisis management and prevention tips and strategies for free at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Just search for ME2 space solutions, and you should find our profile. You can also find me on Twitter under my handle, The Quality Girl. Thanks for listening.
Copyright
2014
by Hutchison Solutions, LLC. All rights reserved. But now, seriously, folks, no part of this podcast may be reproduced in whole or part without our permission. But we'll be happy to give it to you. Just fire us an email, which you can find on our website. Thank you.